Dictation for Robert Fall, F-A-L-L, September 1157, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, 466-5956, and Dr. Ven Catran. V as in Victor, E-N-K-A, T as in today, R-A-N. 956-9157. Dear Calyx, consultation for Mr. Fall with proteinuria. He has a clinical diagnosis of inclusion body myositis and connective tissue disease, presenting with weakness, multiple falls, elevated CPK. No muscle biopsy has been done. Presently taking immunosuppressant with CellCept, no anti-inflammatory agents. Has also chronic Raynaud, as well as unprovoked deep vein thrombosis a few years back with pulmonary emboli for what he remains anticoagulated with Eliquis. Comes accompanied with wife Melinda, is using a walker, weight loss from 160 to 134. No reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. No reported urinary symptoms, good amount. No cloudiness of blood. No infection or bleeding, minimal frequency. In the past, there was some problems with swallowing, but apparently has improved. It's not affecting his breathing, no stridor, no changes in voice. He still has his prostate. He apparently has normal PSA. He denies edema, claudication symptoms. He denies numbness, tingling, burning. He has cyanotic changes, hands and feet for many years. Also around the knees, there has been some pinpoint ulcerations, some of them complicating with infection. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no oxygen or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, the past medical history for Raynaud phenomena long-standing. About 3 years ago, right-sided event thrombosis, pulmonary emboli, remains anticoagulated. It was not provoked. He denies TIAs, stroke or seizure. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. No kidney stones, no pneumonia. Excuse me, last pneumonia 20 years ago, treated at home, no heart abnormalities. Incidental pulmonary nodule that is being followed for potential malignancy. Denies gout. Surgeries including gallbladder. Next paragraph, present medications, CellCept, Protonix, Eliquis, aspirin. Next paragraph, side effects to sulfa, doxycycline. Next paragraph, start smoking. H12, between 2 to 2.5 packs, presently less than 12. Heavy alcohol when he was in his 20s. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. Review cysting as indicated above, otherwise it's negative. Next paragraph on physical exam. 67 inches tall, 134 pounds. Blood pressure 110 over 70 on the right, 98 over 70 on the left. He's blind from the left eye from trauma when he was 2 years old. Normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, no palpable neck masses, no thyroid, carotid bruise or JBD or lymph nodes. Distant breath sounds, isolated bronchitis, probably COPD. No pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness or masses. He has severe erythema, cyanosis, hands, feet, typical for Raynaud's, but also affecting around the knee, proximal thigh, suggesting more like livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O. There is also minor indentations at the level of the elbow bilateral, but presently they are not infected, etiology unknown. There are whiteness of the nails, but I don't see any ridges or abnormalities. He has severe muscle atrophy, more on the left side comparing to the right. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries available. September, protein creatinine ratio was 0.26. However, historically has fluctuated as high as 1.8, never reached nephrotic range. Urine shows no blood, no protein. He has elevated sedimentation rate, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal complement levels, normal C-reactive protein, normal kidney function, electrolyte, mild degree of metabolic acidosis, which is relatively new, around 2021, normal albumin calcium liver testing, most recent CPK hundreds, previously elevated, double-stranded DNA negative, PSA not elevated, normal thyroid studies. High level of immunoglobulins, A, G, normal IgM, IgM, excuse me. Testing for anticardiolipin, lupus anticoagulant, beta 2, glycoprotein 1, all of them negative. This was done for the vein thrombosis. Negative rheumatoid factor and anti-CCP. Does have a positive anti-nuclear antibody, a speculin type. Testing for protein C, protein S, antithrombin, and mutations for prothrombin, all of them negative. I want to mention the most recent CT scan of the chest without contrast. This is from November 2024, stable pulmonary nodules. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. There is low level of proteinuria with preserved kidney function, otherwise no activity in the urine, associated to connective tissue abnormalities, clinical diagnosis of inclusion body myositis, already treated on immunosuppressants. At this moment, there will be no indication for renal biopsy. As it's not going to change treatment. Blood pressure is normal. He has a combination of Raynaud and Livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O. Presently no digit ulcers. He's exposed to PPIs, protonics. Magnesium needs to be updated as might worsen his muscle weakness. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Follow with rheumatology. Patient aware. Telcept is a medication we use for transplant for longer periods of time, but still a risk of immunosuppressing an infection. All issues discussed with the patient and family. I will go standby. If needed, please let me know. End of dictation.